All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And not just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoons, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. His truth is everlasting. Amen. So always worship him, always praise him, always thank him, always trust him in every situation you're going through. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to all the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his name's sake. Be steadfast and firm, amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the great, all the people, all peoples, all nations, all grafted in Gentiles of all walks of life. Much love to all the brand new converts, all the brand new believers out there. If you just repented, God bless you. If you just got baptized, God bless you as well. If you just, you know, started a brand new life for Christ, God bless you as well. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you, most definitely. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Express yourself. Play an instrument. Do what you got to do for him. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let's be watchful, prayed up. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant. Let's be washed by the water through the word, the washing of the water with the word. And let's keep our lamp and oils. And let us constantly stay on our purpose and call for God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Obey the law, statute, commandments. Obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle that, people, okay? You got to constantly hear his voice and obey it, you know what I mean? Hearken to his voice, people. Keep it all together for him. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, promises, keep the faith, keep it all together for him, amen. Hallelujah. Take it one day at a time, people. All right, so in today's message, what I love to do is go through today's Bible reading, go through the recommended reading scriptures, and go through the commentary. And then from there, I will close out with a prayer. I will close out with a priestly blessing. I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, here we go. Today's Bible reading is the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. The recommended reading is the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 through 11. Also, the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. The title of this commentary is A Father's Heart. Just wait till your father gets home. Those seven words might not stop a charging rhino, but they have a sobering effect on a six-year-old child. Years ago, when Dad worked nearby in the barn or field, that ominous work warning created immediate anxiety. No time for appeals or hopeful delays. Today, fathers might wonder which is worse, interrupting work to participate in a discipline situation or arriving at home after a hard day to discover a long list of pending judgments to dole out. God makes his parenting role clearer, yet somehow more complicated than that of earthly dads. He suffers no confusion over what really happened. God knows what happened. Excuses, elaborate lies, or simple denials don't affect God's view of circumstances. He needs no witnesses. He sees it all. Yet Hosea describes a debate within God's mind. God, the loving parent, talks with God, the disciplinarian. God remembers the same Israel whose blatant misbehavior deserves severe punishment as a loved child. With such amazing potential, he doesn't make impulsive decisions, especially about punishment. Instead, he permits consequences to take effect. In the process, we're reminded that God's ongoing plan for creation includes seemingly endless cycles of punishment, repentance, restoration, blessing, disobedience, punishment, repentance, and so on. The big picture of our lives might remain largely a mystery to us, but God continues to give us warnings and opportunities. What we do matters. How we obey makes a difference. We might not be able to see the impact of our decisions on God's larger plan, but he assures us that our efforts to obey won't be in vain. Finally, God reminds us that he might require us to live with the natural consequences of our past decisions. Yet, whatever the outcome, who can we trust more than God? Because God's roar is awe-inspiring and fear-inducing. He wants us to come to him like trembling children. While we might hesitate to approach the Almighty God, we should be more afraid of what will happen if we never come to him. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What do you find awe-inspiring and fear-inducing about God? Do you ever hesitate to approach God? Why? How would you describe your present father-son relationship with the Most High? What steps can you take to deepen this relationship? Amen, people. Let's seek first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness and all things shall be added to us. Amen. Let's always fear the Lord. Let's always keep him first. You know what I mean? Let's do better, make better choices, have better accountability, self-control, and discipline. Okay, so that is the commentary. All right. God loves us unconditionally, and his love for us is amazing. Amen. So let's love him back by keeping his commandments and loving others as we love ourselves. Amen. So that's what the commentary is about. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Praise him. He's the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, living God. Praise him, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my redeemer, my salvation, my strength, my song, my provider, my helper, my protection, my defense, my safety. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehosha, Ahayashai, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of heavenly lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists, believe in him, trust in him, know he could do for you. Abide in him, abide in his word, and you ask the Father what you need in his son's name, it shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle signs, wonders, help, comfort, peace. Ask the Father what you need, people. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. Our faith has blessed us. Your faith is how you overcome the world. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. For sure, he's looking out for us forever, y'all. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David. Our faith has made us well, people. You walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Amen. He is the only begotten Son of God, offspring of David, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example. The rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the root of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word, most definitely. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in the Psalms. Every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. He is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is the sinless high priest. He is the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Prayers up for all the poor people, prayers up for all the widows, prayers up for all the orphans, prayers up for the tribe of Levi, prayers up for all the fatherless, prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life, the strangers, the sojourners, prayers up for the babies, the children, the young boys, young girls, teenagers, young men, young women, senior citizens, middle-aged people, prayers up for the elders, prayers up for everybody, amen. Let us repent and get baptized. Let us forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God. And let us constantly circumcise our hearts, people. Amen. Most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I shall bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.